Well, I'm delighted that John Butt and our organist here at St David's Hall tonight, Stephen Farr, join me now. Welcome to you both, and thank you for joining us during this live concert. I wanted to start, John, by saying that particular recording is very pertinent to our concert tonight. It's part of your CD of the John Passion in a liturgical context. And why did you want to do that?
Well, I think it's a very good idea to try and hear how this piece comes out of another context, you know, and also that it's the rhythm set up by a liturgy is quite different from the rhythm you have in a concert hall. In a concert hall, you just start the piece and that's the beginning. But if you're in a liturgy, you're already in a certain repetitive rhythm, which has a particular shape too, quite often symmetrical with repetitions. And of course, as you'll start to hear as we go into the second half of the John Passion, there are many repetitions and many sort of little symmetries that you hear, a sort of uncanny.
And a work of intense devotion, really.
Well, yes, although it's, I think it's in some ways a work of meditation in the sense that it's meant to slow your mind down through its pacing and then suddenly shock you. And we've had a couple of shocks already, but there are many more to come. And that's one of the things that's really striking, I think, about this passion is the mixture of sort of measured cyclic time and sudden moments, flashes of almost apocalyptic flashes.
It is difficult, John, to turn on Radio 4 this week and not hear you. You've been on talking about Bach, and that was Monday afternoon, exploring Bach, Man of Passion, which is close to your heart. But this Saturday afternoon, you're involved in a drama with Simon Russell Beale. Tell me how that came about.
Well, James Runcie was very keen on putting together some sort of drama that modelled the effort that Bach must have gone through in composing his Matthew Passion, the longer of the two Passions. So he built it around quite a lot of the original documentation. Obviously, he's updated certain elements of it to make it usable in our context. So it's not totally historically, you know, stuck in a period drama, but it's very, very nicely put together. And one of the things in particular that he's done is show how Bach might have rehearsed his choir and related to his wife, who helped the boys sing, and so on. So all these things I helped to provide the music for, including these sort of rehearsals where we try and get things right, and Bach shouts at us, you know, and so on.
Were you rehearsing for real then?
Well, we were rehearsing for real, although some of the shouts were put in later. But yes, we knew what the script was, so we knew what we were trying to achieve. So we were actually rehearsing in sort of real time a lot of that period, and then doing a few more complete pieces as well. And I play a couple of organ pieces as well, pretending to be Bach.
It sounds like you enjoyed the process.
Well, I did. Yes, I think it's going to be a very interesting thing for everybody to hear from a huge number of viewpoints. Just the sort of problems that Bach had to put up with, you know, and the sheer tragedies that he had to cope with in life. And there's one in particular within this whole process, which I think is, well, including the tragedy of the Passion itself, of course. So the two get interleaved in a very, very moving, but I think inspiring way too.
Well, that's Saturday afternoon on Radio 4. Tonight, John, you're playing harpsichord as well as directing, and Stephen Farr is playing organ continuo. I wonder how, Stephen, how that does that work out? I mean, is there a special code between the two of you?
Well, John and I have known each other for quite some time. I had the privilege of being his first postgraduate student when John was beginning his distinguished academic career. And over the last 10 years or so, we've worked together very frequently in this piece. So to some extent, there's a kind of form that one follows to do with things like how long the chord should be, what the harmonic content of them is, where they should be placed, and so on. But quite a lot of what happens in the course of performance is kind of created on the hoof. There will seem to be a moment where a little bit more kind of harmonic support or direction is appropriate, or one wants to highlight a particular progression. So I'd say it's a mixture of about 80% perspiration and 20% inspiration.
And a look here and there, I suspect.
Obviously, we're working as a team with the evangelist and particularly with the cello and bass players as well, so it works together. And Bach leaves figures that give you something of the pattern that we have to follow, but sometimes we follow it in different ways, and 25 times out of 26, it gives a lovely sort of heterophony, and I think it's worth having the 26th time in order to get that spontaneity of all the other times we work.
Stephen, I know that recently you've undertaken recording the complete works for organ by Kenneth Layton. Tell us more about Kenneth Layton and why you're interest and passion in him?
Well, Kenneth Leighton was a very major composer of the 20th century. Ended his career as Reed Professor at the University of Edinburgh. And in many people's minds, he's associated solely with the composition of church music, but actually wrote a very large quantity of very fine chamber, piano, orchestral music. My first organ teacher knew Leighton very well, and in fact, some of the works dedicated to him, and he premiered them. So it's always been music that's been in the background for me as a player. But 4 or 5 years ago, the opportunity arose to begin a complete recording of the works, which hadn't been undertaken for something like 30 years, I think. I was very lucky to work with a fantastic producer called Adam Binks, who's an academic specialist in Leighton as well as running a record company. And he was able to get access to some unpublished scores and to point me in the direction of works that hadn't been previously recorded. So it's occupied about 4 years of my time.
And you found yourself an organ partner for the duet that we're about to hear. Somebody who is sitting not a million miles away.
Absolutely.
Stephen Farr, John Butt, thank you both for joining me during what I know is a very busy evening.